Foggy plus two. A Matt Murdock slash Foggy Nelson slash Marcy Stahl fic, written by Marv with a V and read by 42 Do Not Panic. Summary. Marcy struggles to select a Christmas present for Foggy's mom, and Matt convinces her that pie is the answer. What are friends for? She didn't mean to leave it until the last minute. It was just that it seemed like an insurmountable task, and so she put it off, and then put it off again, and now it was Christmas Eve, and she wasn't at all prepared. She'd been trying to avoid this for years. Not Christmas, but Christmas with the Nelson clan. This was what broke her and Foggy up in college, her insecurities around meeting Anna Nelson and earning her approval. She'd never met Foggy's family. Matt and Foggy had both wanted her to. Foggy had even suggested that she start small. She could just drop by the butcher shop one afternoon and meet his dad, which was very low-key and casual. It was a minimal amount of pressure, and she couldn't handle it. How she'd gotten her law degree at all was a mystery. Law was nothing but pressure and deadlines. It was just that Foggy talked about his family all the time, as did Matt, who had more or less adopted the Nelsons as his own since his family was non-existent. There was no having any kind of life without the Nelson. They were inseparable. Marcy's family simply wasn't that way. She liked her parents. They got on fine. They were nice enough to send her a present every birthday and Christmas so she knew they were thinking of her. They'd come to graduation and she met them occasionally for lunch, sometimes with Foggy. That was it. They weren't close, not like Foggy, Matt, and the Nelsons. But she and Foggy were dating again, or rather, she was dating Foggy again, who was dating both her and Matt. This poly thing was complicated at the best of times. And she thought, or rather hoped, that she was ready to try this again too, to meet the Nelsons and win their approval. She and Foggy had been dating again for 4 years now. She knew that the holdup was with that important next step. This one came first. Foggy wouldn't even think of asking her to move in with him and Matt until she met his family, and she knew that she could get along with them at the very least, even if they weren't her kind of people. Marcy didn't really have people. She had a couple of college friends she didn't totally despise. A co-worker or two she could extort favors from, Foggy's boyfriend, who was basically her best friend these days, and Foggy himself, who loved her deeply but wouldn't distance himself from his family, not even for her. It was a deal-breaker. She needed to find a way to overcome what she thought of as an obstacle, what Foggy thought of as a healthy next step, and what Matt Murdock seemed to find hilarious, judging from the little smirk he wore. He'd selflessly volunteered to be her shopping companion this evening because he knew the Nelsons well, and asking Foggy to accompany her felt like cheating in a way. She could pick suitable gifts for the family on her own, with Matt's input, even if he was being unbearably smug about it. He'd never had a problem being loved and accepted by the Nelson, who was on a first-name basis with Mrs. Nelson, who apparently adored him. The entire family had taken Matt's long-standing boyfriend to their hearts a long time ago. Marcy wasn't jealous of him, and she didn't mind sharing Foggy, who had a big enough heart to love them both. She just wished she could know for sure that she could win the Nelsons over. She only had 3 hours before the family Christmas Eve party. She was running out of time to find presents that were, one, suitable, and two, would make them like her. She wasn't good at that, making people like her. Foggy said it was because she rarely let her guard down, so people didn't know how great she was. Matt was smart enough not to offer any suggestions when she asked him what people didn't like about her, merely feigning polite puzzlement at the time. He was smart like that. Foggy wasn't. She'd kicked him to the couch for that when he'd been spending the night with her. Full, unconditional support was all she wanted from him, not suggestions about which aspects of her personality were off-putting. "What do you think?" she asked, picking up a bracelet from a jewelry display. Matt's expression was politely incredulous as he said, "I can see whatever that is." "Ugh," Marcy complained, finding his response unhelpful even if it was true. Matt frowned. "Don't give me that." Marcy gave a frustrated sigh. It was her fault. She'd forgotten again. She did that sometimes. Matt was just so capable, and he picked up on so much that she didn't even notice that sometimes she treated him like he was sighted, and he wasn't. She was always apologetic about it, and he never held it against her. On the contrary, he liked to tease her about it. "You're supposed to be helping," she pointed out. Matt laughed softly. "You're supposed to remember I'm blind." "Sorry," Marcy said guiltily. "You're forgiven," said Matt, quick to exonerate as always. "So, what are we, pardon the expression, looking at?" Marcy groaned and rolled her eyes. "You're such a smartass," she complained. "It's a bracelet for Foggy's mom. Silver with individual links you can fix charms to." "That's more Candace thing," said Matt, reaching out to touch the bracelet anyway, tracing the links in the thick silver chain. "I haven't even thought about her yet," Marcy admitted with a sigh. She'd gotten so hung up on finding the perfect gift for Foggy's mom, who he was closest to, that she hadn't even considered either of his siblings, let alone the extended family. She stifled a groan, certain that the night was destined to end in disastrous failure. Matt's tone was sympathetic as he said, "You're overthinking it, Marcy." "What did you give Foggy's mom when you first met her?" asked Marcy, but Matt just shook his head, seeming amused by the question. "A hug," he answered with a soft laugh. "It was Mother's Day. I never knew mine." "Well, that doesn't work for me," Marcy said disappointedly. "I don't like it when people feel sorry for me." It was clearly the wrong thing to say because Matt said sharply, "You think I do?" But then he added more gently, "Marcy, I didn't have a mom growing up. Now I do. That's all there is to it." Marcy bit her lip and nodded, but said nothing. She could see the difference therapy was making for him when it came to handling his anger. He'd never struck her as someone who got angry until she'd gotten to know him after college. She was proud of him, but she couldn't tell him that. Matt Murdock wasn't good at receiving compliments. He tended to shut people out afterwards. Whether he was even aware he was doing it was another matter, though. "I have a mom, Matt," she reminded him with a sigh. "Who you speak to 3 times a year. You're not close," Matt observed so sympathetically that Marcy couldn't be annoyed with him for saying it. "Foggy and his mom are, though," Marcy said uncomfortably. Matt smiled. "Do you want my advice?" "Not particularly, but I'm running out of options," Marcy reluctantly admitted. She cast her eye over the jeweler's display again, sighing disappointedly when she saw nothing that would make Anna Leighton like her, nothing that would impress her. Marcy was used to having to bargain her way to the top. It was what good lawyers did, negotiate. But she was all out of bargaining chips this time, not to mention out of her depth. "Put the bracelet back," Matt suggested, and Marcy sighed. "Pick up a pecan pie from the bakery and bring that, and only that. You won't impress them with flashy gifts. Bring Marcy. Just Marcy. The smart, generous, albeit slightly insecure." Marcy glared. "Watch it." "Person Foggy's so in love with," Matt finished with a knowing smile. "They'll love her too." Marcy sighed again and mumbled doubtfully, "What if they don't?" Matt shrugged. "Then at least you will have tried, and Foggy will respect that, and you might just have to keep on trying until they realize you're not going away." Marcy frowned and looked at him. It wasn't bad advice. Persistence. It just sounded so Foggy-like that she couldn't help but wonder if Foggy had told Matt that very same thing once, a long time ago. She smiled at the thought that Matt had been where she was, afraid to disappoint Anna Nelson and Foggy by extension. "Is that what you did?" she asked curiously as she set the bracelet back on the counter. "Pester Foggy's family into liking you?"
"Me?"
Matt exclaimed with a laugh. "Foggy. He kept bringing me around until they got used to Foggy plus one. I think they'll get used to Foggy plus two even more quickly." Marcy smiled at him. "Thanks, Matt." Matt just shrugged and said, "Let's go get that pie." He folded his cane and slung an arm around her shoulders as they walked, guiding her rather than Marcy guiding him. He was good at it. He led Marcy first to the nicest smelling pie in the bakery and then through the maze of introductions at the Christmas party a little later, and he wasn't wrong. The Nelsons loved her for Foggy's sake, and Matt's, and then forever afterwards, because they were the kind of family, the loving kind that took in stray orphans and lonely lawyers and gave them somewhere to belong.